Who cares? This is the Carson Squad Show, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHod Radio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Beaker, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast. Welcome to the show. We are live in Virginia Beach. It's the Carson Squad Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Welcome to the show. To me, Jackson Holiday. 2022 first round pick over the weekend. Really good guy. He'll be a Baltimore Oriole next year. But I want to start with this. Okay, so a lot of good NFL games last night, but I want to start with Denver. I like Sean Payton. I've said that before on the show. I think he's a great head coach. And you have a Denver. I've said this for a long time. I believe Denver has a very good defense. Very good defense. Let me say this. You got to get the offensive line right. I mean, that offensive line looked horrible yesterday against Washington, who do, for the record, have a really good defensive line. But pump the brakes a little bit. Because Denver, I think they'll figure it out. I think Denver will be okay. But, you know, this is now two head coaches. We blamed a lot on Nathaniel Hackett, and I don't believe Nathaniel Hackett is the greatest head coach in the world. He's meant to be. He's a very good offensive coordinator. We saw that with the Jets now, and we saw that with the Packers a few years ago. Very good offensive coordinator. But not so much seeing it. Didn't see it in Denver. So, folks, this is what you get when you don't have a good offensive line. Russell Wilson, what is he, 32 years old? He's running all the time. Denver has to. Certain things, I think, are more important than people make in sports. You have to have a decent running back, at least one A-plus number one receiver, have decent defense, and a good offensive line. Obviously a good quarterback, but a good offensive line. I mean, there's a few teams out there. New England, things are shaky. Saw that last night with Mac Jones under pressure. Now you look at Denver. If you watched that game last night or yesterday, Washington pressured Russell Wilson all the time. I believe some of it's on Russell Wilson, but I don't believe Russell Wilson is, you know, what most people think should retire. I mean, this, you got to remember, this is a guy that did very well in Seattle. And you could say, well, that was a few years ago. Even up to the end, Seattle was a contender. I watched that, and I don't think it's a Russell Wilson issue. Certainly not a defense issue. The defense, I think, is very underrated in Denver. Certainly not a coaching issue. Sean Payton's great. Doesn't look like a Russell Wilson issue to me. It's the offensive line. Chase Young, Sweat. They had a lot of pressure, on Russell Wilson. That's how they got back in the game. So I feel like Denver is about one or two right tackle, maybe left tackles away from being really good. But they got, especially in that division. You have Max Crosby, the Raider, very good pass rusher. Chiefs, Chris Jones, very good pass rusher. I mean, I'm sorry, but that is a very good division with very good pass rushers. I think there's certain things in sports that people make a bigger deal about. Quarterback and wide receiver. You have to have an A-plus or at least a B-plus to an A-minus quarterback. Very good wide receiver and probably an A-plus, at least one A-plus wide receiver. Good defense, good running back. And I think a very good offensive line. I think it's one of the more underrated things in the NFL. Denver, they just don't have it. Chiefs do. That's why they're winning. Or some of the reason they're winning. Folks, I Washington, I understand they have a very good defensive line. But let's be honest. Denver, they have about one or two players away from being very good. And they're all on the offensive line. I'm just saying, To me, it's not a Sean Payton or Russell. I think a lot of people this morning are pointing fingers at Russell Wilson. I'm saying, did you see him last night? I'm just saying. He was running all the time. To me, it is very much an offensive line issue, one that they will have to figure out. Because the defense is good, quarterback's good, coach is great, even the running back is good, and they have an A-plus receiver who I like, Jerry Jeudy. They just have to figure out the offensive line. And I feel like they're a right tackle or a left tackle away from having that happen. Certainly on the line. All right, well, let me go to this. They're about, like I said, Denver is about one or two players on the offensive line away from being very, very good. All right. Let me go into this. So this is that was the first story of the day. This is the second story. I said this on the show. I've said it all the time. I think firing a coach should be the last resort. Absolutely last resort. I think I've done this for I've done it for a little while now. I think once or twice in all of sports, NHL, NFL, NBA, MLB, once or twice did I say, look at the coach. And this morning and last night, I thought about one team in the NFL, and I said, okay, good roster, excellent quarterback. Maybe they need to look at the coach. I've had a lot of concerns about this. This is why this team is not a top 10 team, I don't think. Let's talk about the Chargers, Brandon Staley. There's a certain point, and I've said it on the show before, where if the team is very good, Chargers to me are very good. You might have the best arm at quarterback. I think Justin Herbert might have the best arm I've seen since Dan Marino. You have a very good receiver in Austin Eckler. I mean, it's a very good running back. Figure it out. Folks, when a team has so much goodness, Chargers, I think from 1 to 52, have 1 to 53, maybe have the best or top 5 roster in the league. 49ers, Chargers, there's a few other teams, but for sure. And they're 0-2. Now, week 1, I get. It was a complete shootout against the Dolphins. I get it. Usually the best offense in a shootout wins. Miami has the best offense in the league. I get it. But week 2 to the Titans? You can say, oh, they're good. The Titans. Folks, they have one good receiver. The best part of Tennessee is the running game. Tannehill, you could upgrade. Don't love the defense at all. They should have beaten that team. Chargers are better than the Titans. I mean, you know, and I think I think this is a tough matchup against Minnesota this week. I don't know. It's not a slam dunk for the Chargers to win. You start 0-3, 0-4, which is very possible. It's a tough division. You start 0-3 and 0-4. I would fire Brandon Staley on the spot. And I never, maybe once, said okay. Maybe it was Denver last year. I said, okay. I even think then with, I even said then, wait till the end of the season. But once or twice have I ever said fire a coach. Denver last year with Nathaniel Hackett was one. And I'm sure there was another time in the last 5 years that I came on here and said, it's time they move off the head coach. This is the third time now. In 5 or 6 years, I said, okay, look at the coach. And I think I do not believe in firing head coaches at all. How many times have I defended a head coach on this show? But you have maybe the best arm strength quarterback since Dan Marino, a very good receiver, a very good running back, a very good defense. You have Khalil Mack, great defensive player. You have a pretty good offensive line, too. This team, honestly, should be 2-0, not 0-2. When you have every piece together, when you have a very talented roster, 1-53, and the Chargers do, look at the head coach. I've said for the last 2 years now, The reason I don't never have the Chargers going far in the playoffs or even a Super Bowl contender. Do they have the roster for a Super Bowl contender? I think they have the roster to not only win the division, make a run in the playoffs, but maybe even go to the Super Bowl. I think their roster is a top five roster in the league. When you're sitting at 0-2 with a top five roster in the league, look at the coach. I've said for the last 2 years now, the reason I don't have the Chargers as high as many people do, I don't trust Stanley. I do not trust Stanley. And I think today, yesterday, you guys realized, maybe Stanley isn't the guy. There's some really good coaches in this league. Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid, Bill Belichick. But I think there's some very good coordinators in this league, right? Brian Flores, Nathaniel Hackett, very good offensive coordinators. Maybe Stanley's a Kellen Moore, really good offensive coordinator. But now, maybe Stanley's an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, but I don't think he's a head coach in the NFL. Charger fans, it's time to realize maybe we move off of Stanley. Very good quarterback, very good team. When you have all those pieces and you're 0-2, potentially after next week, 0-3, because I think Minnesota's going to give you a fight, you look at the coach. All right. Well, very interesting stuff. My top five NFL teams right around the corner. Things have changed a little bit. So that's coming up here in a minute. A good game tonight. Too good. I think both of these games are going to be good tonight. Very good. Pittsburgh-Cleveland. Pittsburgh, I think, is undefeated at home on Monday Night Football. I think I read that stat this morning. I like the Steelers. I know many people, Kenny, folks, they played the toughest defense in the league. Now, I will be concerned if they lose tonight. I will say, okay, there's three teams going into this year that I said I'll keep your eye on. Detroit, Pittsburgh, Miami. Miami and Detroit, I feel like I got right. I feel like Detroit's going to win the division. I feel like Detroit's going to win 10 games this year. And I feel really good about Miami. I think Miami is a Super Bowl contender. Especially if Joe Burrow, apparently he tweaked his calf at the end of, in the end of the fourth quarter. If Burrow, something happens, he has an injury, and Cincinnati goes 0-3, 0-4, 0-5, not out of the question if Burrow has to miss 2 or 3 weeks. Again, I'm saying if. I think Miami is a Super Bowl contender. I mean, with that offense, they can win. What are a lot of playoff games as you get down the stretch with the Chiefs, Bills? Like the Chiefs, Bills, that's a really good example. A few years ago, what was it? Shootout. Not all the time, but some of the time, shootout games, best offense wins. The best offense in the league, Miami. So I feel like I got Miami and Detroit right. I feel like Detroit's going to win 10 or 11 games. That's where I said I think that's what they feel like to me. And I said Miami feels like a 12-5, winning the AFC East. Maybe they squeeze in 13 wins. That's what the Dolphins, as long as Tua stays healthy, that's what the Dolphins feel like to me. And I said Pittsburgh also to me feels like a 12-win team, second place in the AFC North. So I feel like I got Detroit and Miami right. Pittsburgh, if they win tonight against Cleveland and they make a statement, I will feel like I got Pittsburgh right. I will feel like I got the Steelers, again, about 11 to 12 wins and second place in the AFC North. I feel like if they win tonight, I still feel good about Pittsburgh. But if they lose tonight, then they have to go to Vegas and play the Raiders with a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo. Then I'll start to get concerned a little bit about the Steelers. So big game, I think, for Pittsburgh tonight. And but again, I just don't buy Cleveland. I don't think a quarterback can miss a year and a half and be remotely close to where he was. Now, New Orleans, Carolina, that will be a good game. I think I would take New Orleans, better quarterback, more proven quarterback, better offense, better defense. So I think New Orleans and Pittsburgh both win tonight. But I think they're both really close, both really good games. Pittsburgh, historically good Monday Night Football. New Orleans, I think, will overpower a young Carolina team. So All right, well, let me tell you real quick about creating. By the way, coming up on the show, like I said, my top five teams, why Miami has the best offense in the league. You saw it last night. That's coming up. But let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes. They do music, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, songwriting, arts, drawing and painting and acting and public speaking. Languages, Japanese, Korean, Italian, French, and seven more. Services, life coaching, DJing services, and more. Upgrade interest for life. Voice, piano, guitar, ukulele, brass, violin. Nine languages are available. And drawing and acting and public speaking. Health and nutrition for all ages, individuals, and groups. In person, online, or in your home. They have extremely affordable prices, plus discounts are available. You cannot beat that. For more information, please call 757-236-2609. That was 757-236-2609. Or visit them at www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today, Creative Music Entertainment Plus. All right. Well, we are live in Virginia Beach on an absolutely packed NFL Monday. It's the Carson Squad Show. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to the Carson Squad Show. Final segment of the day. Still to come, my top five best teams in the NFL. A lot has changed. A new team has entered the top five. So we'll get to that in a minute. But let me say this. So I was watching the Miami-New England game last night, and I can't help but say Miami has the best offense in the league. Now, I will say I think San Francisco has the best defense. Miami has the best offense. Miami, the Dolphins, I think are 12-13 win pound. I think they're very good. I think they get maybe I think Miami wins the division, and I think they could easily get a Buffalo team in the first round and probably win that game. I think because, again, Buffalo going to Miami, so Buffalo would lose that home field advantage, which is big in January. Teams don't perform as well in Buffalo because of the snow. So Buffalo would lose that, and I think Miami gets them. I mean, I think if Tua stays healthy, could the Dolphins upset the Chiefs or the Bengals in the second round? Absolutely. I mean, I think the Dolphins are easily AFC championship contenders. Maybe if Tua stays healthy, I don't think it's as far. I think Cincinnati has the best chance in the AFC, providing Burrow stays healthy, to go to the Super Bowl. Second, probably Kansas City. Third, I think Miami. I think Miami is probably for Jacksonville, but Miami, I think, is very good. They're very explosive. They kind of remind you of the Chiefs with Tyreek Hill against that Bills team, right? Shootout. 1 minute to score, I think the Dolphins could do it. And that is big in the playoffs because a lot of the playoffs, high scoring, very close, 1 minute to go. Can you get a touchdown? And that's what the playoffs are. It's a different type of sport than the regular season. And I just think the Dolphins, they're one of those teams that I think will be good in the regular season and excellent in the playoffs. So, Tua stays healthy. I think the Dolphins could go to the AFC Championship game. Certainly. I mean, I always have one team I really like. Miami, I really like this year. I think the Dolphins, what I saw last night, and Belichick, very good defensive head coach. Miami, Miami, scored when they needed to score. I mean, they look like a AFC championship contender. And I like the coach. They feel like they got the coach and quarterback right. You can't guard them. It's incredible to guard this Dolphin team, 2 A-plus receivers. I mean, I just think, I don't know how you would guard them. I mean, even Belichick couldn't figure it out. So I think the Dolphins, very good team, probably AFC championship contenders. If Tua stays healthy, they could easily go further. I just think the Dolphins are a very good team. So that's what I saw. Best offense in the league, not even close. Second, you could convince me, the Cincinnati is the second best offense in the league, but the last 2 weeks, once to Cleveland, then Baltimore, they just didn't look like that great of an offense. So the Dolphins, I think, by far have the best offense in the league. All right, well, coming up, top five best teams in the league. One team is out, one team is in, and I feel really good about this list. Top five best teams in the league. When we come back, it's the Carson Squad Show. Welcome back to the Carson Squad Show. Final segment of the day. Here we go. My top five best teams in the NFL. Things have changed a little bit. Let's begin at number five. That's the Chiefs. I like Kansas City a lot. I think the addition, you know, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, huge additions, you know, coming back. But Chiefs, five, really good team. Number four, the Philadelphia Eagles. I like the Eagles a lot. Good offensive line, good quarterback, good running game, good two good receivers, and a good defense. I mean, and I think they got the coach right. Philadelphia is number four. I like them a lot. Number four, the Eagles. Number three, here's the new addition, the Dallas Cowboys. I've watched them play the last 2 weeks now, and both times they look like a top three team to me. Very good defense. Maybe a top three defense in the league. Excellent defense. Really good running game with Tony Pollard. I said that before. You got C.D. Lamb, an excellent receiver. And Dak, I don't love Dak, but you know, Dak's a good quarterback. Is he great? No, but he's a good enough quarterback. Plus, with that defense, you know, he's a good enough quarterback. Number three, the Cowboys. Number two, the Dolphins. I love this Dolphin team. I think if Tua stays healthy, this is a great Dolphin team. Because you have Tyreek Hill. And by the way, the Dolphins defense, I mean, it really looked good too last night. So, you know, again, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, two A-plus receivers. On top, you have a good running game, a good quarterback, great defense. I mean, and I think you got the coach right. So, again, Dolphins number two, and I think they're the second best team in the league. Number one is the 49ers. Again, a good defense, maybe the best, probably actually I'm going to say the best defense in the league. Excellent running game. Very good receivers. Purdy, I said I had to see him. He looked great. Absolutely impressive the last 2 weeks now. And, you know, 49ers, best team in the league. Number one, San Francisco. So there you go. Again, five, Kansas City. Four, Philadelphia. Three, Dallas. Two, Miami. One, San Francisco. Cincinnati is probably six or seven, probably seven. I did drop them out of the top five because I just the offense is coming along. And if they win next week, they'll probably go back in the top five. I'm very hesitant to drop Cincinnati below seven because I do think they're a good team. And I do think right now, you know, again, Burrow missed all of training camp and all of preseason, maybe dealing with a calf injury now. So, you know, Cincinnati probably right there at seven, Baltimore maybe eight. So there you go. Top five best teams in the NFL. All right. Well, I did mention this at the beginning of the show. I did get to meet Jackson Holliday. If you don't know who he is, Jackson Holliday, first overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft, currently playing for the AAA affiliates of the Baltimore Orioles, the Norfolk Tides, and really good, nice guy. I think he'll do very well for Baltimore here. Really good for the Orioles here in the next year. So, all right. Well, thank you for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. We are live in Virginia Beach for the final time. We will talk tomorrow. Very good games tonight. Pittsburgh, I like, and I like New Orleans. I think Pittsburgh minus the points, New Orleans plus the points. Both really good games. Very tight throughout. I think Carolina's defense keeps them in it. I think Pickett looks a lot better for the Steelers. And, you know, I think both are really good games. So enjoy the games. We will talk tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Carson's Court Show in Virginia Beach. Talk tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone. I do not own the copyrights to Hunter's song, The Final Countdown by Europe. Have a great day, everyone.